Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 10 to 12. Treat failures as stepping stones to success. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 4 to 6 like this. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon the preacher, provides some valuable insights regarding the need for diligence in the life of every person. He gives the practical example of a farmer who is about to venture out into his field to work, either to sow seeds or reap his harvest. At that time, if the farmer observes the nature, whether the wind that may scatter the seeds or the clouds to usher in the rain that may spoil the harvest, and decide not to risk a failure, then it is certain that no productive work will be done. If the farmer is not willing to take some risks and be diligent in his work, there is no possibility of any future success. So the right approach to take is that since we do not know everything, we should proceed with what knowledge we do have. The farmer may not understand the movements of the wind, or the doctor may not understand how the bones are formed in the womb of an expectant mother. This lack of perfect understanding should not prevent either one of them to do their mandated tasks. In the similar manner, we should sow in the morning of life and not slack off in the evening, since we are called to an unremitting faithful service in God's vineyard. Let us not hold back from getting involved in matters that need to be accomplished. Let the success or failure of a task rest in the hand of God, but we should be diligent in spite of obstacles. Let us not use uncertainty as an excuse for laziness. Many times the weather is rarely perfect for what the farmer wants to do, but he does it anyway. In the similar manner, let's get started on our task early, knowing that the night is coming where no one can work. The season of failure is sometimes the best time for sowing the seeds of success. And failure is the condiment that at times gives success its flavor. Adversity is the building blocks for our success, so we should learn from them and move forward in the journey of life. Let us always have confidence and grow with each experience, whether good or bad. Let us treat failure as a stepping stone leading to the floor of success.